This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group and will dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Today, it's a good Monday.
You know why it's a good Monday, Isaac?
Because today, we're going to play you Every Hour by Kanye West.
In a few seconds, once I turn on my phone and plug in the aux.
That's all good.
We're back. You're listening to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio 104.4 FM. I totally nailed that.
You did indeed. You know, you're a natural already.
Oh, look at me. I'm just built for the radio, even though I just turned on a song on my phone. All right.
All
anyways, what have we got planned for the day, Isaac?
Well, today we're going to be ringing up friends and we're going to find out what do they know? Do they know things? Let's find out.
I do like that. All right. Today we'll be calling someone called Livy Murray. Let's call her right now. Ooh. Is it ringing?
Hello?
Keeps Hello? Ringing.
Yes, I got it.
Hello?
I can't hear him. Okay. Okay.
Well, bit of a technical difficulty there, but we're all good, you know? Stuff happens on the radio, you can't prepare for this. But
the person you have dialed can't...
Always a good start, always a good start.
Good start. What's ringing?
Hello and welcome to the big game show, Samye Mist or Kanye West, where we will be testing your knowledge on Kanye West lyrics and psalms. Are you ready, Livy Murray?
No, I'm so offended right now. Oh my god.
That's okay. Alright.
I'm scared.
Alright, you're ready. Okay. Alright, first question. How is your Kanye West knowledge? That's my first question for you.
Not good.
Not
you would
good.
Think it's awesome, but it's
wow. Okay. Well, we're about to test that. What about your psalm knowledge? How was your psalm knowledge?
Not good. But it's okay. I'll be fine.
That's so good. You got this. All right. Question one. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. Quite a bit of silence there. Not what you want on the radio, Libby.
What? I'm so confused. What do I need to be doing?
Oh, wow. All right. That's a good point, actually. We need to explain the rules. Go on, Isaac. Explain the rules.
All right, the rules. So we're going to read you out a passage, and you're going to answer. You're going to tell us what you think. Do you think, is it a Kanye lyric, or is it a psalm?
Okay.
Nah, see, that was the first series. It was identifying the rules.
We've got your attention now.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing now. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Question one.
Yeah.
Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
I would say that is a song.
Oh, already got 1 point on the board. Look at you go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay.
Question two. Through your message, now I know you. I come to you empty, free of my pride.
Ooh. I'm going to have to say Kanye?
Oh, 2 for 2. That's insane.
Oh, okay.
See, when we did the test run, when we called random people, they didn't get no one got the first two right.
Oh, well, there we go.
There you go. Here's question three. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me.
I'm gonna say that's Kanye.
Wrong. That is a psalm. That's your first wrong answer.
That's okay. No worries.
Okay. Here we have a pretty good one. Those who turn away must breathe out the word of God.
I don't know, I'm gonna say Psalm?
Psalm? Well, it was actually written by Isaac Cameron, that one. Can't believe you didn't get that. That was, you know?
Well,
that's all good.
That's a
Here's our next question. Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
I'm gonna say that's Kanye.
Yes, that was always a good one.
Yeah.
Here's question number six. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
Is that Kanye?
No, that is a psalm, I'm afraid.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Interesting.
That is a good one, though. That's a nice sounding psalm. Here we have question seven. Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them. I'm afraid that's actually William Shakespeare.
What the okay.
Next we have
okay.
Then Jesus did the laundry. That's question eight.
Then Jesus did the laundry?
Yes.
Is it either Kanye or a trick question?
That is, you have to choose one, I'm afraid. You're gonna have to choose one there.
Okay, that's Kanye.
Yes, that is Kanye indeed. Alright, number nine. To whom the sun set free is free indeed.
Is that a psalm?
That's actually both. That is, it,
wow.
Kanye West used both. Well, he used, yeah, it was a psalm and Kanye West used it. And finally, this is the hardest one. All right, are you ready, Libby?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. Is that a psalm?
Oh my God, this is a tricky one.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, is it Kanye?
Is it Kanye? You are correct!
Oh! Alright.
No way.
What's a grand total, Isaac?
Grand total. You have got Livy Murray 5.5.
5.5 points! That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Alright.
Pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's pretty solid. We'll have to see what our other caller gets in a few more minutes. Is there anything you would like to tell the world, Livy Murray?
There is not. I had a great time on this game show. I did. I think it was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, we probably should have explained the rules of the game show before asking the game show question.
Definitely.
That is okay. All right, if you can beat the other person, then you win a chocolate bar, according to Rain.
Wow, yay!
Yeah, that's correct. You have to come to youth group to claim it.
Yeah, so there's your... yeah, there you go. All right. And that is all.
Perfect.
Goodbye, Libby Murray.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Clarence Chan and Isaac Cameron.
Oh, wow. Okay, just doxing us on the radio. That's okay. Damn. All right, see ya. Cool.
What a cool person.
I agree.
Mm, for real.
And now, what we will have is our next song.
Oh, this is a goodie. I love this one.
This is a goodie, if I can find it.
It's a classic. You know, this song made me realize that Kanye is just really talented with what he can do, you know? He's a father by the day, but a preacher by night, you know?
Amen to that. Here's Jesus Walks by Kanye West.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
We at war.
Boom, 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 boom.
We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harass and arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need it, Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Hey, you're listening to The Catholic Couch on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and that was Jesus Walks by Kanye West. But
what a
very, very spicy version.
It was.
You know, my favorite part of that song is Isaac Cameron.
What is it, Clarence Chan?
The random pauses.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of that song. It just adds texture and just so much meaning.
You know, it actually proves that while some days you feel like God isn't with you, he actually is. He's still playing. He's still doing his part in your world.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in the moments where it sounds like there's silence, Jesus walks.
He does walk. Sometimes on water too, if you're lucky.
It's always a good one. Did you ever watch that magician show where they like revealed how the guy walked on water?
No, I've not.
That broke my heart, man.
Really?
That broke my heart.
You know what I found out the other day?
What did you find
so
out?
So you know how everyone knows Michael Jackson.
Oh,
when
no.
He did. This broke my heart. So the move where he does, where he starts on stage and he tilts back just using the tip of his toes, there's a nail in the ground. And it's like helps him balance him out, and it's not, he can't actually do that. That broke my heart.
I was there the day that Isaac realized that. It was so sad.
Quite sad.
It broke my heart too. It was like watching a kid find out that Santa wasn't real. Anyways, so now what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the exact same thing as before, but with a different friend. Just to see who's better. Hopefully he picks up because he hasn't answered the text yet.
Ryan Walls, welcome to Same Mist or Kanye West.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm absolutely, I'm thrilled.
That's good, that's good. Alright, so our first question is, how
wait,
good are you
on
your Kanye
should we
knowledge?
Explain the rules?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the rules? That'd probably be good.
Alright.
I would like that.
So, we're going to tell you a passage, and you need to decide, is it from a Kanye lyric, or is it from a psalm?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard then.
So, how good's your Kanye knowledge?
Awful.
So, you're not a fan?
No, I'm a big fan.
It's just bad, but you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Alright. What about your psalm knowledge? Do you go to church every week? I can imagine you'd be a guy to do that.
No, I've never been to church in my life.
Really? Oh, alright. Well, hopefully you'll get this. Maybe God will be on your side.
Alright, we'll just have to see.
First question. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
That's definitely a Kanye tweet.
You were incorrect. It's actually a psalm. Sorry about that. Alright, second question. Through your message, now I know you. I come to you empty, free of my pride.
That's a psalm.
Incorrect. That's Kanye.
Damn.
Don't worry. We've still got a few more yet. Number three.
Okay.
When I put on my sackcloth, people make sport of me.
That's a Kanye lyric?
That's a psalm.
Oh, creep.
Not doing too well, but that's okay.
You're in line with all our test subjects before. When we called them all before, they also got all three wrong.
Alright, number four. Those who turn away must breathe out the word of God.
That's a Kanye lyric.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is it locked in, Ryan?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's wrong. I actually made that up. That was me.
Oh.
Isaac Cameron.
Oh, you made that one up.
Yeah, I made that one up. That's not from Kanye or the Bible.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry
I
about that.
Know that. You're up.
Okay,
you're up.
Number five. Even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
That's a psalm.
That's Kanye. That's from the Donda album, his latest album.
I've never listened to Donda. In fact, I've never listened to Kanye.
Alright, that's sad. Number six. All have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
That's a William Shakespeare quote.
That is a psalm.
Oh, shit.
Incorrect.
The game show's not about William
yeah,
Shakespeare.
Yeah, where did
sure
that come
where
from?
I got that idea from,
I don't know, man.
It
was, I felt really inspired. I thought I'd heard it in one of his books somewhere.
Nah. Okay, number seven. Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them.
That's a Kanye lyric.
That's actually by William Shakespeare, Ryan.
Shit. Geez.
Yeah.
Bother. I almost had that one.
All right.
Bothersome.
Number eight. Then Jesus did the laundry.
Can I get the country of origin?
No, you cannot.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Then Jesus did the laundry.
You get extra points if you spell the whole thing.
Or if you just answer it now.
What?
Then Jesus did the laundry. Kanye or a psalm?
That's the Kanye lyric.
Correct.
Oh, he's got one on
You've
the board.
You've got one right. All right, number nine. Number nine. To whom the sun set free is free indeed. You are half correct. It's actually from a psalm, but also Kanye stole it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm still going to take that.
You've got a half. Last question. The hardest one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure? Prepare
yeah.
yourself. Number 10. Closed on Sunday. You're my Chick-fil-A.
Man,
any time day now.
I'm pretty sure, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm fairly certain that it's something that Matthew Casey said.
I don't know who that is, but it's a Kanye lyric.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint you on that one.
That's alright, man. I was really close.
You were quite close. Now, Clarence, can you tell us what Ryan's score was in the end?
See, Ryan, this is a very impressive score. No one else has ever scored this score before. You got a grand total of 1.5.
Out of 10.
Oh, out of 10, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's 10 out of 10.
You know, see, we were competing you against the other caller, and they got 5.5.
Oh, well, obviously, I'll never come back.
That's okay, you get 4 points in your heart.
Mm.
You got 4 points.
Alright, but maybe the real Kanye lyric were the friends that I made along the way.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the real gift.
That is the lesson of our radio show.
Well, I'll be sure to tune in to another episode of the Catholic Couch next week.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan, but you've been on the show before, haven't you?
I have.
In the form of a recording, where you claimed that your favourite song was Lamb of God. Could you please expand on that, Ryan Walls?
Can I expand on that?
Yeah. I really want to know the passion behind this favorite song of yours.
Behind why Lamb of God is my favorite song?
Yes.
Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry, Ryan, I've forgotten what Lamb of God is. Could you please sing it for me?
Yeah.
Basically, it goes, Lamb of God, then there's a long pause, and then it says, you take away the sins of the world, and then, I can't remember his name, if I was one of the priests that we had, the bald priest that we have at church, then he would sing it, but I unfortunately don't have his vocals.
That's fair enough.
It's okay, we forgive you, Ryan.
Next time you go to church, though, you'll remember it, it'll stick in your head.
I'm a very frequent churchgoer, and thus I get to hear Lamb of God on a daily basis.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Going to church every day. I'm proud of you, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm forever dreaming of my next church visit.
All right. Thank you for your time, Ryan. It's been a pleasure having you. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Okay.
All right. That's all you have to say?
Yep, okay.
Alright.
On that note, goodbye, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Alright, and now Livy will go to youth group and collect her chocolate prize from Brain.
Good on her.
Now, what have we got next on the
We do love
program?
A good chocolate.
We do love a good chocolate.
Chocolate is good.
Chocolate is so good, man.
Not for dogs, though. Ooh, don't want to give them to dogs.
No, no.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Nice place to leave things.
Yeah, no, he vomited it up, though. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He was just feeling a bit sick, you know.
Was it quite a long pause
yeah.
there before
yeah,
you
no,
continued
just,
that
I was just
story.
Trying to, I was just trying to give him my thoughts, you know. Just, yeah.
Fair enough.
He's all right now.
Okay, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. And now we have another song. We got Church by Sam Henshaw featuring Earth Gang.
Somebody shot the sheriff. If it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Catholic Couch on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and unfortunately, Isaac, we've reached the end of our show.
No, it's been really great just chilling here, listening to Kanye. It's been great, you know?
It's been great. It's been some really good vibes today.
Some good vibes, especially when Jesus walks through cutting out, but it's all good.
Yeah, that's all good, yeah. You know, we had,
We had more plans to do, but sadly we ran out of time, but that's good, because hopefully we've got you guys hooked. And next time, when me and Clarence were on the show, you'll be able to hear us rapping over Shine, Jesus, Shine.
You'll hear the debut of Simon Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel, that's our name.
Yeah, we didn't clarify that before, but we have now.
Yeah, it's like Simon and Garfunkel, but Simon Garfunkel.
Ah, you see, yeah.
Just had to explain the joke there.
Yeah, no, I think explaining jokes is always a good call.
Yeah, just in case someone doesn't get it.
Yeah
that is a good call.
Explain a joke.
Awesome. So we'll catch you on the Catholic Couch next week, and tune in to our Instagram and other social media to hear when Simon Garfunkel will be back on the air. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.